Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Mental Shifts Build Unbreakable Resilience. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most entrepreneurs don't fail because their ideas are bad. They fail because they crumble under pressure. The difference between those who bounce back and those who burn out comes down to three fundamental pillars of resilience. The first pillar is how you frame failure. Resilient entrepreneurs have mastered a crucial mental shift. They stop seeing setbacks as personal attacks and start seeing them as data. Every rejection becomes market research. Every mistake becomes a lesson. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" they ask, "What can I learn from this?" It's like being a scientist in your own laboratory, collecting evidence rather than collecting wounds. But mindset alone isn't enough. The second pillar is building your support network before you desperately need it. Think of it like insurance. You don't buy fire insurance while your house is burning. Resilient entrepreneurs cultivate relationships during the good times. They create boards of advisors, connect with mentors, and build genuine friendships with peer entrepreneurs. They schedule regular check-ins even when business is thriving. Sarah Blakely's Spanx journey perfectly illustrates this. For 2 years, she faced rejection after rejection from manufacturers, but instead of seeing each no as defeat, she reframed it as getting closer to her inevitable yes. More importantly, she maintained relationships with early supporters who later became investors and advocates. When she finally found her manufacturer, her network was ready to amplify her launch. The third pillar is developing daily resilience rituals, morning routines that center your mind before chaos hits, end-of-day reflections that help you process wins and losses objectively, physical exercise that builds mental toughness alongside physical strength. These aren't luxuries. They're the foundation that keeps you steady when storms hit. Here's what you can do today. Text three people who could become part of your support network. Schedule 15-minute coffee chats with each one this week. Start building those relationships now before you desperately need them. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.